You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, authors, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Susan Van Allen, an Italian travel expert and author of her new book, 50 Places in Rome, Florence, and Venice, Every Woman Should Go. Susan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Eric.
It is, and this is such a lovely, exciting topic. So first of all, what was the inspiration that had you fall in love with Italy?
Well, I fell in love with Italy at a dining room table in Newark, New Jersey. My grandparents on my mother's side were immigrants from southern Italy, Molise and Potenza, and that dining room table was the site of, I'm sure you've all seen it in movies if you haven't experienced yourself, those fabulous, abundant Sunday dinners with my grandmother and mother and the aunts bringing in the steaming bowls of pasta and the opera playing in the background and everyone toasting with the wine. And it was so loving and so richly beautiful that I felt it at a very young age in my heart. And my grandfather would go back to visit Italy every summer. He still had relatives there, and he would bring back lace from Venice and beads and rosary beads from Rome and a rock from Mount Vesuvius, and I was just so intrigued. So I finally got there right after high school, and I fell in love with it as soon as I stepped off the train.
I bet so. Why do you think Italy especially appeals to women?
This is really interesting because when I first got there and I saw all the Italian faces, I felt like Italy feels like home to me, really my deep roots. And I started hearing that from other women travelers that didn't have a drop of Italian blood in them. And I realized that Italy is... what appeals to women about it is that it's a matriarchal culture. Women have been worshipped in Italy since the earth was cooling. It started with the goddess Venus. It followed up with the Madonna that you see all over the place, the loving mother of compassion. And we see these images as soon as we arrive, and we feel this maternal abundance of love and freedom around us. Venus, that goddess of love and beauty, is all about pleasure. And this is really what guides us in Italy and what embraces us. And all sexes respond to it. Men also, to its great sensuality between the food and the beautiful views. But women especially just key into this place that feels like it's custom made for them.
Well, how is your book different from traditional guidebooks?
Well, especially, I started with my first book, which was called 100 Places in Italy, Every Woman Should Go. So it covered the country up and down the boot. And instead of arranging it by, individual places, I arranged it by mood. Like, do you feel like going to see art today that glorifies women? Do you feel like shopping and seeking out artisan pleasures? Do you feel like going to a spa and taking a break in the tradition of the great Roman, ancient Romans who bathed in the great thermal waters, or to see gardens? Or do you want to have an immersion activity such as to take a cooking class? Or learn about bead making or landscape painting. So I really feel like I do encourage people to take it according to their own desires and not to think, oh my gosh, I'm in Rome, I have to do this bucket list that everybody else has. I mean, maybe paintings don't appeal to you. Maybe you'd rather see costume design, or go hiking and experience the beautiful landscapes. So I encourage a lot of freedom in traveling according to your desires.
That's some good advice. Today we are joined by Susan Van Allen, an Italian travel expert and author of her new book, 50 Places in Rome, Florence, and Venice Every Woman Should Go, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Susan, what is unique about each of the three cities you cover, Rome, Florence, and Venice?
That's a great question. Rome, I chose Rome, Florence, and Venice because we call them Italy's Big Three. They're the three most visited places in Italy. And what's fascinating is how unique each of them is. Rome is full of majestic monuments. I mean, you have the Colosseum, you have the Sistine Chapel. There's a grandness about it, and that it still exists in the 20th century. I mean, the thrill of arriving and whipping around the Colosseum and then seeing Italians, you know, 21st century Italians on cell phones in front of this ancient monument and the columns and the runes is absolutely unique. And then you get to Florence, which is a smaller city, and it is a golden jewel box of Renaissance masterpieces. You will open church doors and see paintings that were created just for that specific place by masters. The museums are fabulous, and it all celebrates the great Renaissance, the great rebirth of culture that was, you know, came about then, where they went back to the ancient Greeks and the Romans and celebrated that sensuality, and such as Botticelli's Birth of Venus climbing out of the half shell. And Venice is so, the city that rises from the sea is just absolutely one of the most magical places in the world, and so mysterious and sexy with the curves of its canals and the curves of its domes and palazzos and the Carnevale that takes place there with the masks that you can see even if you're not there in February, but it just has this beautiful party aspect to it that is really enticing and great.
What are some of the off-beaten track places to go to in Italy's Big Three?
Yes, this is what I love to encourage people to do, because you can stand in line for the Sistine Chapel or at the Colosseum. But a tour guide told me once, if you really want to see different things in Rome, go to a museum, which seems so simple. But what often people miss are these great palazzos in Rome. For example, the Barberini. This is a Renaissance palazzo where actually it was used as the set for Roman Holiday, and Audrey Hepburn lived there. You could see it in the opening shots. And inside it now are fantastic Renaissance masterpieces. You can walk right in up a Borromini winding staircase and see beautiful art. In Florence, I recommend really seeking out the artisan treasures that are there. They still have a tradition of people hand making shoes or jewelry. I love a designer. Her name is Angela Caputi, and she started out in the 60s, and she makes beautiful bijou, we call it, costume jewelry that's bright and bold and very Florentine. And in Venice, I love the tradition of modern art that's there. And there is a Peggy Guggenheim Museum collection across from San Marco, across the canal. It's the villa where she lived and collected modern art. And it's a beautiful combination of seeing a home and works by such greats as Calder and Max Ernst. And a really, really great place to go that's not on the top lists of the crowds.
Well, certainly getting all of us ready to travel to Italy without a question. What insider's advice would you have, especially for women, in conclusion?
Well, I think women will really enjoy that men in Italy know how to flirt. It's like they were all sat down to watch Marcello Mastroianni movies. And no matter your age or your shape or your size, they are very gentlemanly. And it can be shocking at first. We're not used to it. And you will get smiles and winks and chairs pulled out for you and doors opened. And it's just a wonderful thing to enjoy without taking too seriously. And it's really a lot of fun. So I would say, ladies, open yourselves up to that pleasure and enjoy it.
Well, how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about your book and where they can make the purchase?
You can find out more about me on my website. It's SusanVanAllen.com, and that will connect you to my Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest pages where you can find out the latest. I also lead a tour once a year to Italy, and in 2015, I'm taking women to Sorrento in southern Italy and also to Florence in the fall, which I'm really looking forward to. So it's SusanVanAllen.com, and you can buy my book, 50 Places in Rome, Florence, and Venice. Every woman should go at Barnes & Noble bookstores, your local bookstore, or Amazon.com.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts for the listeners today on this lovely topic?
Well, Italy is such an abundance of treasures, and it can be overwhelming. I suggest you go with a focus according to your desires. If you like an active adventure, seek out skiing or hiking. And if you like art, find out what museums you'd really like to go to. I recommend golden days where you don't pack things in, but you mix an activity or a museum with a wonderful restaurant. And I have recommendations for that in each chapter of my book. Really, it's just a place to indulge in beautiful, beautiful pleasures. And just go. Go now. Go today. Go this year. So enjoy. Buon viaggio.
It's Susan Van Allen. Susan, thank you so much for joining us here today, and thanks for sharing this lovely information on travels to Italy, 50 places in Rome, Florence, and Venice. Every woman should go.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. It was a pleasure.
It certainly was. We've been speaking with Susan Van Allen, an Italian travel expert, author of her new book, 50 Places in Rome, Florence, and Venice, Every Woman Should Go. And once again, the website of reference at SusanVanAllen.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.